Welcome, Robert. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you, Bendel?
I'm also good. I'm also good. So, Robert, I want to ask that Bitcoin and Friends is a huge, great show, and people have enjoyed it across borders, and it has a huge viewership in India also. So, what was the motivation behind creating this show? So, what motivated you to create a show like this? You know, certainly to plan India or to create this show regarding cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin in general.
Sure. Chris, the creator, and myself, Chris is my brother, Uncle Chris, as he's credited in the show. We have been interested in Bitcoin and investing and following the space and being involved in the community since around 2014. We got into mining a little bit at one point. We had some GPU miners going back kind of during the first altcoin craze, and I've just been involved for a long time and both been really passionate about Bitcoin. We believe that it is going to be vital in hopefully a renaissance globally where we can remove money from the hands of government and put it back in its place, similar to kind of a gold standard where you don't have control of money by central authority. That's really how we see Bitcoin, kind of a two, gold 2.0. And so our motivation with the show is, I guess, twofold. You know, we want to, give Bitcoiners and people who are already in the space something that they can enjoy together, something that can be fun and entertaining for them. And then secondly, something that is also educational and that will hopefully be a tool for, communicating some of these ideas to people outside of the immediate Bitcoin and or crypto community. And so we're happy that I think we're accomplishing a bit of both. And so there's kind of a two-pronged goal there.
That's great, that's it. So arts have performed a very good role in promoting any new activity or the new technologies or innovations across the borders. And in our history also, we have seen arts have played a great role in any revolution. So how do you see that? What role would arts play in the promoting the crypto industry or Bitcoin, if we have to see it?
So basically you're asking kind of the role of art
Yeah,
in
role of
society.
arts in adoption of crypto in general.
I got you. I got you. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty normal. Like any time you have a revolution or a technology and culture that ultimately is really impactful, that people are going to process that through art. So it's a way for us to, as humans, I think art is a way for us to reflect on and to examine ideas and technologies and changes in culture and society. So I think essentially what I'm saying is I think it's just very normal for art to be a part of this process. And I mean, in addition to that, I think art is also a way for people to translate ideas and philosophies and technologies in a way that hopefully is more accessible to people. So I think there's a combination of just sort of it being a bit natural that artists will be interested. And I think maybe finally, I would also say that anytime there's a market, people are going to step up and provide, all sorts of things in that market. And so there's a market for cryptocurrency and for the culture that's developing around it. And so I think it's natural that artists will show up and, provide their wares to the buyers.
Do you think Bitcoin and Friends will eventually motivate other artists to come in the system and promote their art, their cryptocurrency via their art forms like music or videography in general or some other kind of arts? Do you think the other artists will be motivated by Bitcoin and Friends?
I would hope so, and I think there have been a lot of artists, prior to even us. It's not like we're the first artistic endeavor in the space. I bought a book, a graphic novel about Bitcoin. I think that was done maybe in like 2014 or 2015. I'm blanking on the name right now, but it was a really nicely done graphic novel. There's been a lot of art, fine art. There's been quite a bit of music that I've found over the years. So yeah, I think there's a thriving art community. I think we're just a little piece of that. But yeah, we would love to motivate and encourage. And I think the nice thing about producing a show like this is there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people, a lot of voice actors, a lot of music. So we really have had the benefit of pulling in artists from within the Bitcoin community. So that's something we want to continue to promote and hopefully, rally around other artists and help each other.
Yep. So, Robert, I want to ask, if you have to see vice versa, has crypto market helped you to promote the arts? If we have seen a perspective where we are watching, we are looking at a perspective that arts is promoting crypto. So can we see it on another form that crypto is also promoting art in one way?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way I would say that's happened the most so far is that you do have tokenization of digital art.
NFTs, non-fungible tokens.
Exactly. Non-fungible or even fungible tokens, because, you can potentially have like card games or things where you could still have art involved. Either way, that definitely has happened and will, I think, continue to happen. And that's a really cool way to give artists another way to sell their wares and to reach maybe a broader audience. So I think there's really a synergy between these two industries, between art and crypto.
Crypto is just looking like another internet boom, which will basically empower the new artists and the artists who want to work in the space. And it will be really helpful for them. Right. So, Robert, if you have to make another series, just like Bitcoin and Friends, right? But you cannot use Bitcoin in your next series, right? So what cryptocurrency would you choose and why?
If we had to choose another one, I would probably say I personally am most interested beyond Bitcoin and probably Monero, just because I think it has done a good job of following a lot of the same open source and decentralized sort of ideas that Bitcoin has a pretty big user base.
Privacy to the next level.
Well, there are different trade-offs. I mean, with Monero, you're really trusting in some pretty complicated math, and you're hoping that the people that are implementing it have done it correctly. With Bitcoin, you can actually audit the supply. Everyone can do that very easily. It's, you're literally just counting some numbers. So, there's pros and cons. I wouldn't quite say that it's necessarily totally an improvement. It's a different approach. But, I'm cautiously optimistic about that project. And I think it's good that it exists.
Recently, we have seen the problems of supply with Ethereum also, because we cannot verify that what was exactly the supply of Ethereum. So that was another problem that we faced recently.
I was following along with that a bit, and that's definitely a concern because of, I guess, these uncle blocks, as they call them. It's very difficult to know exactly what the supply is today. That seems like it should be something that any cryptocurrency project should have that nailed down well, and the fact that Ethereum doesn't is a bit troubling to me.
Yeah, exactly. So, Robert, do you have any plans to list this series on any OTT platform, because they are gaining a lot of interest these days, and more than YouTube, they have viewers more than YouTube now. So do you have any plans to list your series on any OTT platforms like Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that?
Gotcha. Yeah, so our goal is for the show to be picked up by a network of sorts, potentially a Netflix or similar. Netflix, honestly, has kind of gone downhill lately in terms of their content, so I'm not as much of a fan as I used to be. That's really where we would love to be at some point. We are planning at this point to finish out the season, which is going to be 8 episodes. And we're going to go back. We're going to revise a few of the early episodes. We're basically planning to make the show PG rated in the United States. So that would be like really no swearing and maybe minimal violence and that sort of thing. So our goal there is to reach a broader audience and to make it really as marketable as possible. And so once that's done, then our plan is, we're really shooting to get this done by the end of this year if we can. There are some big media buying events in December, and we have an agent in Australia who's working with us. And so if we can get it all done in time, he's going to try to take the show and shop it to networks at that point in December. So yeah, we're hoping, we'll just see what happens, but yeah.
That's great. Robert, as you have already seen that there are a lot of viewers in India and they are viewing content in Hindi. And today the trend is people are making content in vernacular languages. For example, Netflix is making content in Hindi and in local languages. And Prime is doing the same in India. And they are gaining so much interest from the audience because audience want to see content in their, you know, local languages, regional languages. So do you have any plans to launch Bitcoin Friends in basically a lot of vernacular languages in India and other continents maybe?
We would love for the show to, yeah, ultimately, you know, be translated and or, you know, with subtitles and or, you know, change the actual dialogue of the episodes, you know, with the voiceovers in other languages. At this point, our goal has been just to get the thing finished in English and actually have a full series, a full 8 episodes. So that's really been our primary focus. But yeah, I mean, we'd love for this show to be seen far and wide and for a lot of people to enjoy it and hopefully learn and benefit. So we'd love to push more into India, China, Russia, you know, all over the world. I think there's pretty big potential for audience growth and marketability. Yeah.
Great, great. So what are your best and worst reviews that you got for your series? What are your favorites or, you know, this is the best review that I got and somebody messaged you or, you know, retweeted the show.
Sure, sure.
Or something like
that. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, there's a guy I think I pissed off in California. He runs, I think it's called the Guns and Bitcoin. But anyway, Ragnar is his name. He had been messaging about someone in the space. I forget all the details, but I kind of challenged him on something he was saying. And then he kind of punched back and said that, you know, something about how that our show wasn't funny and it was like vulgar. And I forget the exact words he used, but he really, he wasn't a fan, which kind of hurt. Cause I was surprised, you know, I feel like, we've done a pretty good job of creating something worthwhile. But, you know, I mean, you never know. It depends on when people watch something or what the mood is that day that they're in. Or maybe it's just not their style of humor or of whatever. So, you know, there's always going to be some folks that don't get whatever it is that you do in life. And I'm well aware of that. In terms of the nicest things we've heard, I mean, yeah, we do have a lot of real passionate fans, which has really been encouraging. I think I've heard things like, you know, like this is the most important thing that's happening in Bitcoin right now and things, which I definitely don't agree with that, although that's very sweet and kind for someone to say that. But nonetheless, we've heard a lot of things along those lines that it's a super important project and it's, and I think there is a lot of potential in the sense that, you know, in the end, we're going to have to reach people. If this technology and this movement is ultimately going to be a success, we have to educate and reach people who are not necessarily interested in technology and some of these nerdier things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's taking crypto mass event. And mass adoption is our next goal in crypto because that's how we can, you know, achieve what gold standard achieved or anything else. Because gold is used by the masses and we really need to get Bitcoin to the masses. And I'm pretty sure that Bitcoin Friends is achieving that this purpose.
Yeah, so we hope we're at least a part of that for sure.
Yeah, I'm really sure that you'll be part of that. So Robert, do you have any plans for second season or season 2 for Bitcoin and Friends?
We do. We have 3 seasons planned. You know, that's the second and third season are really far off in our minds at this point because, again, we're really just so focused on finishing the first season. It's been, you know, a hard go of it. You know, we had real good traction on YouTube for the first episode, 270 some thousand plays, I think, at this point. And then YouTube started censoring our content. We're not totally sure all the reasons for that, partly I think because of the language, some of the profanity and stuff, but for whatever reason, they essentially blacklisted our content. So our views have dropped a lot. And so that's hurt. And that also meant that, you know, we've had sponsors, but sponsors are of course interested in getting eyeballs, getting people to see the content. So we have fewer viewers, you have less interest from sponsors. So it's been a hard slog at the end here, the last couple episodes, but we're going to make it through. We've had some really generous folks along the way that have helped But yeah, so we'll see. Seasons 2 and 3 are really going to be contingent on how well this first season is finished out. And if we can get it picked up by a network, obviously we will be very excited to continue on with future seasons.
So what do you have? Do you have any date in mind to complete, for example, for your completion of your first season?
We're really trying our hardest to get this done by the end of this year. Now, I don't know if that's really realistic at this point. We'll see. You know, we've brought on some additional help in terms of animation. I probably still need to look for a few more people to help. So there's, you know, there's some things that need to fall into place, but we'll be pushing hard. I would say at the very least, it'll be, you know, end of Q1 of 2021. We should be able to have it all finished.
Great.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for coming to our show and answering all our questions very patiently. And we're really excited for the Bitcoin Friend Season 1, the new part with all the other things. And we're looking forward to the Season 2 and Season 3. Hopefully, we'll get in. And we want the content to be in vernacular languages, especially in Hindi, because our audience is majorly in Hindi-speaking audience. And they're looking forward to the content in Hindi. And I'm pretty sure that we can bring this content to the audience majority in India.
Good. I'm looking forward to work with you to achieve that.
Yeah. Same here, Robert. So, okay. Bye-bye. See you next.
Okay, bye-bye.